Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of Let That Stuff Go to help you navigate this crazy, beautiful journey called life. Now, I know some of us are already dreaming of cozy blankets, steaming mugs of something delicious, and maybe even a spontaneous Netflix binge on this glorious Sunday. But before you completely surrender to the couch potato life, trust me, I'm right there with you. Let's talk about something super important. Self-care. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your energy levels are somewhere between me and I just want to nap. Yeah, me too. That's why I'm all about making Sundays about you. Because let's be real, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. First things first, ditch the guilt trip. Self-care doesn't have to be elaborate. Spa days or fancy retreats, though those are amazing when you can swing them. It's about prioritizing your well-being in small, meaningful ways every day, and Sunday is the perfect time to double down on that intention. Now listen up, because I'm about to drop some golden nuggets of wisdom. Think of it like this. Self-care is a multifaceted gem, with each facet representing different areas of your life. We've got physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. They all deserve some love. Start with nourishing your body. That means fueling it with delicious, whole foods that make you feel good, not just satisfy temporary cravings. Think colorful fruits and veggies, lean protein, and enough water to keep you feeling refreshed. A little movement always helps too. Whether it's a brisk walk in the park, a yoga session, or simply stretching those limbs, get your blood pumping and energy flowing. Next up, let's talk mental clarity. This is where mindfulness comes in handy. Take some time to unplug from the constant digital noise. Put down that phone, close those tabs, and just be present in the moment. Try meditating, journaling, or simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts without judgment. Trust me, your brain will thank you. Now onto emotional well-being. Sunday is a great day to connect with loved ones, engage in activities that bring you joy, and maybe even treat yourself to something special. Laughter is the best medicine, so watch a funny movie, reminisce over old photos, or call that friend who always makes you smile. And finally, let's not forget about your spiritual side. This could mean anything from spending time in nature, reading inspiring quotes, practicing gratitude, or simply reflecting on what truly matters to you. Think about it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a leaky bucket, right? Self-care is about filling the cup so you can overflow with positivity and resilience. It's about creating space for yourself to recharge, reflect, and reconnect with your inner wisdom. Speaking of recharging, remember that time I totally burnt myself out trying to do everything at once? Yeah, not a good look. I was juggling work, deadlines, family commitments, social events, and let's be honest, way too many ambitious personal projects. It felt like I was running on fumes, constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Then one Sunday, I decided to hit the pause button. No emails, no to-do lists, just me, a good book, and a cup of tea. And you know what? It was game-changing. That simple act of prioritizing myself that day gave me the mental clarity and energy I needed to tackle everything else with renewed focus and enthusiasm. So remember, beautiful souls, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are pretty awesome too. It's about making conscious choices to nourish your mind, body, and spirit so you can show up as your best self in every area of your life. And if I can leave you with one thing today, it's this. Don't wait for the weekend to prioritize yourself. Make time for things that bring you joy and peace every single day, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Now go out there and make this Sunday a truly amazing self-care celebration. And don't forget to share your favorite self-care rituals with me on social media. I love hearing all about how you guys are taking care of yourselves. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.